Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today, we're praying through Philippians 1, verse 14 in the New Living Translation, and it says this, "And because of my imprisonment, most of the believers here have gained confidence and boldly speak God's message without fear." Mind if I pray for you? Oh, what amazing words these are. What amazing words. I pray that they would be cemented and etched into my heart, that I would become confident and bold and fearless. And I pray that for the person listening today. Confident. Lord, I pray for those who lack confidence, who maybe live a little stooped, and maybe live along the sidelines and the shadows and think that maybe, I don't even know why, but just maybe their upbringing or maybe some very hard things that happened. I have a friend who experienced several losses last year, and I know she's walking in this kind of state of just brokenness of this world and the sin that happens in the world and the reality of loved ones dying, and it can just knock the wind out of us. And confidence seems like the last word that would ever describe us. But Lord, I boldly pray for confidence. And Lord, it's not that we have to muster it. We could go through all these self-help programs, and we could listen to a whole bunch of gurus about how to, you know, conjure up some confidence. But ultimately, it comes from you and knowing that we are loved by you. So I pray for the person lacking confidence today that you would undergird them, that you would speak life into them, that they are beautiful, whole, loved, beloved, made new, set free, all because of Jesus, all because of Jesus. We don't have to lack confidence anymore. We have an advocate in you, God. And Lord, I thank you that you actually do your really best work through those of us who are meek and feeling awfully small. Because when we're small, you have the opportunity to be big. And the only bridge between my smallness and your bigness is my surrender. So I pray, Lord, today that that you would take over. I surrender my lack of confidence and I welcome your strength. And I pray that for my friend listening today, that they would surrender their everything that's going on, even the hard parts, even the things they think that they shouldn't say to you because maybe they're mad at you. They would surrender all of that and admit their weakness so that your strength can be blessedly strong in them. Confidence, Lord, how we need confidence. And I pray for boldness. Instead of me worrying about what other people think, help me to be sold out for you. I pray that for the person listening today, that instead of resignation of, oh, this world's just going to keep going on and it's going to keep doing things that are evil and bad. No, Lord, not on our watch. Give us the boldness we need to stand up to injustice, to write words that stand against lies, to believe truth over lies, which is a huge component of boldness, to boldly believe that we are sacred, we are loved, we are set apart, we are children of the Most High. Those are great things to believe. It's not that we're going to amount to nothing. It's not that we're going to never overcome. It's not that we're going to be stuck in our sin forever. It's none of those things. The confidence and boldness that we have is that you are there and you clean slate us. And because you've done so much on our behalf, sending your son to die is such an amazing sacrifice and the biggest one that could ever be in this world. Therefore, we can be bold, not on our own accord, but by the strength that you provide. And again, the bridge there is our surrender. And for those of us who have fear, I think that's probably 100% of the people listening today. And I think that's probably 100% of humanity as well. We're afraid. I'm afraid. I admit it. I'm afraid. I'm afraid of particularly of the future. I see the way the world's going, and I just think I want to, like, shut the door to my home and lock it and hide inside. But Lord, how is the kingdom going to advance if I'm afraid all the time? So I pray that you would hold that, and you would take our fear, and that we would set it at the front of your altar like an offering. It's not much that we can give, but we can give you our fear. We can give you our worry. We can give you our fretting. We can give you the things that overwhelm us and burden us and make us afraid. And we just surrender that. That's the word of the day, is surrender. We surrender that to you. We lay it at your feet. We ask for strength. We ask for a lack of worry, but instead peace. Give us peace today. And for those who are agoraphobic, who actually are in their homes and can't leave, I pray that you would begin to help them take a step outside their front door. Give them the power to just do something new and hard. And that's difficult. That's difficult. I don't even presume to know how that will work. But Lord, I pray for boldness. I pray for confidence, and I pray for a lack of fear, and I pray all these things in the amazing name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks for listening to Pray Every Day. When you feel fearful, when you are lacking confidence, go ahead and just give that all to Jesus. He knows you're feeling that way anyway. And have a great, amazing day. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful that you've come. And I just wanted to let you know a quick little thing, that this podcast is based on a book that I've written called Jesus Every Day. And you can find it wherever books are sold. And it follows this exact same format. I share a scripture, and then I write out a prayer for you. And it goes through the whole counsel of scripture from Genesis to Revelation. So again, that is called Jesus Every Day. And if you've been blessed by this podcast, go ahead and pick up a copy, and you can read one every single day this year. Thank you so much.